And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Welcome to episode 686 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Time to jump right into it with Ask Roz and Mocha. Hello, Sunny. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your question for everyone?
My question is, I know you guys recommended underwear, but what about socks? Can you guys recommend good socks?
Socks?
Yes, Amazon brand.
How does this question get on the podcast?
Is that what we've come to now? Sock recommendations?
Oh.
What kind of socks you wear right now, Sonny?
So this is not an ad, but I wear Stradline, and it's a really good brand. Actually, really good brand. So I need better recommendations than that.
Okay. I hate socks, man.
Amazon brand.
I hate socks.
Something better than Stradline?
Yeah.
All right. What do you look for in a sock?
Cushion.
Cushion?
Yeah. Yo, let him have finish.
Yeah, tightness.
Yeah.
The right size.
Durability, you know? I bet.
Durability, how long it lasts.
Yeah.
So everything, so your tastes in socks are most people's tastes in ass.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Cushion. The right size.
Durability?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not that one.
Maybe not durability, but I think that's like when we look at our asses, right? Uh-huh. Like your perfect sock is my perfect ass. I don't have the perfect ass, by the way.
Twice has said Amazon Basics.
Sure.
Yeah, I do a subscription to it. They just keep showing up.
But if you do a subscription, then that means that you're going through them a lot quicker.
My dog goes through them.
Oh, yeah. That dog ruined that house, man.
Yeah.
You ruined that dog, and then that dog is ruining your life.
But he's so cute.
No.
Shem, you got any recommendations for socks?
I just use Hanes, I think.
Yeah.
Like, that's about it.
Sure, sure.
Walmart.
I don't know. I think, like, if you want to pay, like, for the brand, I find, like, Nike makes good socks. Under Armour makes good socks. If you really want to pay for the brand, Lululemon makes good socks.
You know, I was watching the David Beckham documentary. He had Louis Vuitton socks in his drawer.
Yeah, oh, that's too expensive.
Sure he does. How much are you, what does a pair of Lululemon socks go for?
Oh, like $20 or something
$20?
Like that?
Per pair?
Per pair, yeah.
There's no
that's
way.
That's $10 a sock.
There's no way.
They're very comfortable, though, guys.
Yeah.
Very comfortable.
I don't know. So, I got a pair, the socks, I don't know. One was supposed to be for the left foot, one was supposed to be for the right foot.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Why? You don't like those?
No.
I got Nike and Under Armour ones like that.
No, stupid. What a gimmick. What a racket that is. The only thing I will say is that I've been given, used to have to wear a ton of socks when I was working on ET Canada, right? Uh-huh. Remember like I don't even know, like 6 or 7 years ago, like cool socks became a thing.
Oh, like novelty.
Yeah.
Oh, I still got a drawer full of those. I do too.
And I got, you know, flamingos and everything else. And I do like those. But the one thing that I cannot stand, and I still can't believe that in the year we live in, the year of our Lord, 2023.
Yeah. Here we go.
That companies still make socks and charge people money for those socks where they put an inside seam that runs across all your toes.
Oh, right.
On the inside.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Where should the seam go?
There should be no seam.
Well, you have to put the fabric together.
No, but you don't sew it around the front of the toe.
That seems lazy to me.
There's a cap that's supposed to go on there.
Yeah, that
right?
Seems lazy.
Yes. I have one pair of socks that we went away. I don't even know where we were. Why are you laughing?
Because Maria's looking at us. Like, I can't believe you guys are all sitting around having such a big discussion about socks.
I was in the snow. Okay?
Yeah.
I was in the snow.
Uh-huh.
And we went somewhere, I don't know, like a ski resort or something. And I was cold. And they had a store there, like a Roots store.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need new socks. So I went in and I bought new socks. Roots, very expensive, premium socks.
Okay.
And I put them on in the store, put my boots on, put my old socks in my pocket, started walking. I made it 10 feet out in front of the store. And I had to sit in the snow, take my boots off, take my socks off, turn the socks inside out so the seam wasn't rubbing on my toes.
Oh.
And then put my boots back on.
First world problems, guys.
Right? I cannot deal. It almost ruined my day at the ski resort.
What actually ruined your day at the ski resort?
The fact that I always had to pee and I was always too far from a bathroom.
There you go, Sonny. Sock recommendations.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. We appreciate your time. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite, Sonny?
Roz.
Even with all that complaining?
Oh, yeah. Can you ask me why?
Why?
Because he's Caillou's daddy.
Sonny's an OG listener. Yeah. Love you, bro. Thank you.
Thanks,
Holmes. Thank you so much, guys.
Later, later. Peace.
See ya.
Bye. Shut up, Shem.
You know what? I have a feeling that question was just like a troll job just to get onto the podcast. So
I
say that.
Am convinced that people ask ridiculous questions just to get on the podcast.
Carlsberg underscore rogue says here, when was the first moment you realized, quote, I'm old? For example, for me, it was realizing my 16-year-old cousin had no clue who the Spice Girls are.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Damn it, Maury, you're shaking your head in agreeance.
Once and then now again, my dad gave me a second Obus form for the car seats, and I have two Obus forms.
You're stacking Obus forms?
I'm stacking Obus forms.
Why do you say car seat like you're still a baby?
Yeah.
It means like, it's for the car.
No, like for my back. Because like when I drive.
A second. Yeah.
It hurts like hell. So I need all these Obus forms.
But
on
why
my
does it hurt? Are you slouching? Because
I have a disc hernia.
You know what?
I have a disc hernia.
What's that?
A hernia on a disc.
You don't even know what that is. You have no idea.
Are you making that
up?
Dude,
I went downstairs and the chiropractor tried explaining to me what I had and I zoned out.
Why are you going to a chiropractor, first of all, man? Never go to a chiropractor.
Well, maybe like what's the people who talk about bones?
Archaeologists?
Damn, old ass bones. Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Like a paleontologist?
Yeah, the paleontologist was telling me about my back problem and I got bored.
Roz,
yeah.
Do you have an answer?
I have never once felt old.
Shem.
Okay, Roz.
Okay, Roz, tell the truth.
You know what? Honestly, when my sister got married earlier this year, it made me feel old. Like my baby sister getting married.
What's the age difference between you two?
Only 4 years.
Oh, okay.
But it absolutely trips me up. But I, you know, happy for her more than anything.
I do though. I embrace. There are things in my life now that I actually like. I play the role very well, right? Like as soon as Rox, my kid, became proficient enough in like the tech in the house. I realized that I didn't have that job anymore, right?
Of doing the thing to make the thing work
or solving the problem with the streamer and the apps not working and the everything else, right? That is no longer my job. Mm-hmm. And yes, that could have made me feel old where I'm always like, Rox, make the thing work, right?
Yeah.
Or like, what's going on with the thing? That could have made me feel old because I've sort of gravitated towards, you know, I'm now the dad that doesn't understand things. But I actually appreciate that role because it's very freeing, right? It's very freeing when you can just sort of kick back and let one of those tasks go to somebody else in the household. Yeah. It's actually freeing and it doesn't make me feel old at all.
One less thing on the list.
Thank you.
What about getting up from the couch?
I still make a noise.
What about putting your glasses on?
No, you know what I do? Every time when I get in the truck every single day, and my truck's not even low to the ground, I cannot get in and out of a car. The thought of getting in and out of a car, just like, oh my God. Yeah. But I get into my truck and I make the same noise. And I realized this the other day that I make the same noise every single time I get into the truck.
That noise is?
I don't know if I can do it. Because I'm not.
Pretend you're sitting in your truck. Stand up and pretend you're sitting in the truck.
I'll try and make it. Maybe like it'll just instinctually happen. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll try it. Okay. So I get in the truck. I open the door. I get in the truck and I go. Whoa.
That's like you're fighting for your life.
When I get up, even though getting up is not a strain, like if I bend down to pick something up, when on my way back up, I go, whoop.
What about when you get out of the car? When you're getting out of the truck, do you make a noise?
No, because I think somebody might hear.
What about when you're tying your shoes?
I haven't tied a pair of shoes in over 10 years.
Is that because you're old?
No, I just don't have those kinds of shoes.
Maria, you're only 27 years old, but Have you had a moment recently where you say to yourself, damn, I feel old?
Yeah. I think one of them was when my sister and her boyfriend were talking in like the young people lingo, and I had no idea what they were saying.
How old is your younger sister?
She's 23.
Okay.
What is young people lingo?
Like, just like the slang that they use.
Like what? Give us an example. Like, what's one word?
Like, at one point, her boyfriend was like, nice it. Yeah. And I was like, you what? And he was like, nice it. And we always chirp each other. And
what
I was
does that
like,
mean?
I had no idea, but he basically told me to shut up.
Oh, yeah. What does nice it mean?
Like, shut up or be quiet.
Yeah, be quiet, calm down, yeah. Settle yourself.
Like, zip it.
Stop
yeah.
talking.
What slang is that, though? Like, where does that come from?
It's just slang.
It's slang.
It just like, came from
slang.
Oh, nice your beak.
Yeah, that was the other one he said. I was like, my what? He's like, are you telling me I have a big nose?
No, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Yo, it's the slang of our people. Come on.
It's yeah. No, it's not.
Yeah, it was like, what
our people came
saying?
Up with it.
No.
Young people.
No.
Richard says here, would you rather, oh God, this is so gross and so weird.
Okay.
Would you rather wear a stranger's dirty underwear or use a stranger's toothbrush?
Toothbrush.
What?
Toothbrush, really?
Because I can rinse the toothbrush and at least give myself the illusion that I've done cleaning, that it's rinsed, it's touched water before it touches my mouth.
Oh, I know.
Do I get to see the person's mouth first?
No.
No.
No. No, it's just a box and you pick one.
I think I might go with underwear, guys.
Yeah?
I can't put another person's toothbrush in my mouth.
But you can put another man's balls on your balls? What if I said he slept in those underwear?
Toothbrush.
What if I said that they were from the gym? It was his gym.
Toothbrush all day.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Maria, you have an answer?
Oh my God, I think toothbrush because I can wash it.
Yeah.
I can use like the toothpaste but wash it. And
okay,
then...
let's take out washing it because to me that seems kind of a cheat. Okay. Let's just say this: you open a box. Mm-hmm. In that box is a stranger's underpants and a stranger's toothbrush, both clearly worn. Okay, clearly worn. You can either A, pick up the underpants and put them on and go about your day, or B, pick up the toothbrush dry, put toothpaste on it, and brush your teeth.
I think I'm going to go with underwear.
Really, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going toothbrush.
Still?
All day.
Oh my God.
All day.
Maury?
All day.
I'm going to have to go with the underwear. I can't, because then anything I eat or drink after, all I'm going to think about is what I just had in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
No. No. But what, I can't believe that you guys are like afraid of putting somebody else's toothbrush and because of what's going to be in your mouth. But like, what about what's down there? Like, what about what is going on down there?
If it's not getting in my mouth.
Are we guaranteed we're not going to get any sort of crabs?
Yeah, let's say, okay, it's a crab-free zone, right? Yeah.
I'm going to say underwear.
Yeah, you're going to say, yeah, really, huh? Shem? Mm-hmm.
Oh, underwear, man. Like, just like Maury said, the idea that something could be killing me inside after I just put somebody's dirty toothbrush in my mouth and I don't know about it? No. I could wash my parts a million times and I'll be good.
Yeah, because you don't drink from down there.
Yeah.
Okay, Maria, now that you can't wet it, what are you going with?
I'm going underwear too, I think.
You are?
Yeah. I would probably want to detach my lower half after putting them on, but I mean...
underwear.
Yeah, because the mouth bacteria, I don't know what's in that person's mouth. No.
You're more worried about the bacteria in somebody's mouth than you would be like...
I'm worried about the bacteria in all areas right now, but if I had to pick my poison, I would go underwear. Maybe I can turn them inside out. I don't know.
So for Maria, would it be a box, like it would be women's underwear?
What do you
or
mean?
Is it like, because I'm assuming for Shem.
It's a pair. It's a pair of...
boxers.
No, it's a thong.
For all of us?
No, for Maria. Maria gets ladies' underpants in the box.
Oh, that changes the...
That's why I asked the question.
That changes it here, people.
Yeah, it's a thong.
Oh, toothbrush. Yeah. Toothbrush.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's like, yo, nice it.
Yeah.
Next question.
Yeah. What about for all of us? It's a thong.
Toothbrush.
Really?
It's less material. It's less material
Shem?
Touching
thong.
You.
Thong, man. Thong. Oh, yeah.
Maury?
Thong.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Okay. Edward says here, do you put your socks on first and then pants or pants
what
on before socks?
What is with all the socks questions? No.
I know. We got to get sponsored by a sock
first
company
of all, what
today.
Kind of animal puts his pants on before his socks?
Yeah. I always, wait, what, Maria?
I put my socks on last before I leave.
So does my
really?
Kid. That's my kid. She walks up. She walks out of the bedroom with her socks in her hand, and it's like it's the last thing that goes on before she leaves the house.
Yeah,
That seems, but then you have to lift up your pants. It seems
easier.
Yeah,
what if you have to put the socks underneath the cuff of your pants?
And you put them on
like
last?
If you're wearing tight pants.
You don't wear a lot of tight pants, though, do you, Maria?
I wear leggings, and usually my socks go over my
over
leggings.
Over top.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always do socks first and then pants.
Yeah, you dress like my 13-year-old.
Well, you have a lot in common.
Yusuf says here, if you had to pick an animal to sleep with for a night.
Oh, my God.
Excluding pets, which animal would you pick?
I know.
Go, Maria.
Alpaca.
What?
With those hard knees and the hooves?
They're my favorite animals.
You got to sleep with that, though?
Yeah, it's so cuddly. You can just, like, sit beside you and...
But what if, like, in the middle of the night, like, spits in your face?
Well, we're going to be friends. It's not going to spit at me.
You don't know that.
I can cuddle in its, like, arms.
But how do alpacas lay down and sleep, though? Like a cat or like no, or they, on their they, side they, like yeah, a dog?
They go like, you know, when horses sort of like go down, they bend all their legs. So they're still sort of upright, but only they're like on their knees basically, right?
That's weird. Yeah, no. I don't want to wake up and see that.
Why? No. So fluffy and cute.
No, they're dirty. You ever felt an alpaca? They're filthy.
I have. I would wash it. Or we're not going into all those logistics. I'm just thinking it's cute.
Okay. Ross?
I don't know. Like, I can't say a dog or a cat.
No.
I don't know.
Can I say a fish?
You're going to sleep with a fish?
Is a fish an animal?
You're going to sleep with a fish?
Of course a fish is an animal.
It's going to die. It's outside of water.
Like a goldfish.
Yeah, like in the bed. You're just going to put a fish like in your palm? Like, what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah, it's not going to survive.
No, all right, like I would just say something cuddly, like a rabbit or something like that.
Yeah, like a guinea pig.
No, too small.
Oh, they smell.
Yeah. Why? They you don't want a guinea pig. They're too small.
They're about the same size as a rabbit, though.
No, they're not.
Some of them are. Oh, man, my friend Carlo, him and his wife, they had this one guinea pig. It looked like a cat. It was the size of a cat.
Really?
Huge.
Really?
Like just a giant porker. Yeah.
Really?
Huge. So anytime somebody says, I hear guinea pig, that's what I think of.
Really?
Of just that particular big, one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Something soft. Like, I don't want to, I'm not dealing with hooves like Maria. damn it, Maury.
I'm going with a sheep.
A sheep?
Really?
Because they're so soft.
You guys with the stinky farm animals, man.
When they poop, the poop gets like stuck in their fur and stuff.
But for the sake of this, all animals are clean. There's no pooping.
You would sleep with a like making that noise in the night and everything.
But we count them to fall asleep.
No.
Shem?
Okay, this is going to sound really strange because I like a hard pillow.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would actually choose a turtle.
Seriously.
sleep on the shell and everything. Yeah.
Poor guy can't escape.
I would totally do a turtle.
Okay. Lauren says here, when you guys have a late night and have to get up for the show the next morning, how do you motivate yourself to get up and get going?
Food.
Bro, food is motivation for you all the time.
There's no motivating. You just do
it. You just get up.
Yeah.
I have three alarms that go off.
Well, actually, no.
I usually up by the time the first alarm goes off, but like...
Question, are all three of your alarms on the same device?
Yes.
Or you have it split? So what if there's like a catastrophic failure on that one device? You don't have a backup at all?
No, waking up late.
Really, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, my alarm goes off and my feet are on the floor within seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no hesitation for me. Like, blankets flipped off, my feet are on the floor. Mm. Like, I don't even open my eyes and do a stretch. Nothing. Alarm goes and my feet are on the floor and I'm walking to go get ready.
Hmm.
That's it.
Jim?
Honestly, I got bills to pay, man. You just do it, right?
Yeah. Like, you just do it. Like, that's what I thought. Right? There's no, like, the motivation thing is, it's different because, you know, and it's not like I hate coming in here, right? Mm. Like, it's not like I've had jobs where you need to get the motivation because walking in there is soul sucking.
Sure.
Where you're just like, God, I can't wait to not do this anymore. Mm. Like, I don't have that feeling here where I can't wait to not do
it
anymore.
It's just the unconventional hours that we work. It's waking up in the middle of the night.
Yes.
Right? That you need that. For you, you just got to get up and
right.
do it.
Like if this show was... exactly the way this show was, but this show started at like 9 a.m., mm-hmm. right? I would want to do it forever. Like, I could see myself doing it forever. But waking up in the threes, mm-hmm. I can't see myself doing that forever. Like, at some point, I think my body is just going to say no.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't. It doesn't seem sustainable. So the thing that motivates me, if you're talking about motivation, It's every day when I get up to do it at that time, I'm like, yes, I did it. Mm-hmm. You know, where I still have the drive. Like, I know I'm still capable of getting up at that time and going to work.
Maria, newest member of the Roz and Mocha Show, to the Roz and Mocha Show, and your hour is completely changing mm-hmm. and getting used to, or at least trying to get used to waking up the early hours. What's your motivation? Where do you find it?
Well, the motivation is the fact that I get to be here every morning. Like, it's been like a dream come true for me. So I'm just happy to be here and I love it knowing that like I get to come in every day. But I mean, getting used to the hours hasn't been as easy as I thought it would be.
Yeah. You thought it would be like, easy?
I thought like I'd be like, oh, cool. I'll sleep a few hours a night. I'll be fine. Maybe take a nap, a few coffees. No problem.
No.
Last week, I felt like I was getting beaten up all week. I don't know what was going through me last week specifically.
Yeah.
But today I have like a lot of energy and I'm good to go.
How many alarms do you have on your phone?
Oh, I put on 5 every night.
5? read us the times that they go off.
So, yeah, I have it right here. I have 3 a.m., 3.05, 3.10, 3.15, 3.20, and 3.25.
And now do all of those individually have their own snooze?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Are you then leapfrogging alarms with snoozes?
Yeah, like I have
oh
all these.
Oh, my God.
And actually, the sequence of every 5 minutes increment starts at 2.30, and it goes all the way until, like, midnight on my phone.
What?
Yeah, I set 5-minute alarms for different occasions and I never delete them. Like I have one here for 11:39 p.m. I don't know what I use that one for.
But does it go off or it's not activated right now?
No, it's not activated.
So
but
at
I have
some point you set an alarm for 11:39 p.m.
Oh yes. Yeah, my phone's like that too. Damn it, Maury, I know you said food and I don't know if you were serious or you were joking or...
Well, no, I do put a snack at the computer to sort of get me there.
You
but
do?
Every, yeah.
Wait, a snack at the computer at home?
Yeah.
What's the snack?
Oh, it's different every time. Like, it could be, like, a granola bar or, like, a Kit Kat or something. Just, like, so I know, okay, that's there
for
the morning.
Do you wake up and have a Kit Kat first thing in the morning?
It's like, there's, you know, sugar or whatever in it. But,
no.
So I have 2 alarm clocks in the bedroom, like an old school alarm clock and then an old BlackBerry. But if when I sleep on the couch, what motivates me to get up is I have to go into the bedroom to turn off my alarms.
Right.
Doesn't Matthew get pissed?
If they keep going, yeah.
Keep them activated.
Yeah, like last night when he sent me to the couch, his final words were, oh no, is this going to be forever?
Like sarcastically?
No, he was upset because like he was like, I don't mean to send you away, but like, is this forever?
Why did he send you away last night?
Because I was like breathing weird again. But so, I won't put the apparatus in my mouth because it hurts my teeth.
Okay, what apparatus, first of all?
It's a mold.
Okay. Okay, you can't just say I won't put the apparatus in my mouth, so I got kicked out of the bedroom last night.
No need to explain what happened between y'all. That's your business.
That's your business.
Nice it. Melissa says here, when does Roz's beautiful wife, Catherine, release her fall pottery? I can't wait. Oh. And does Roxy, your daughter, ever help out and or make anything at the studio?
I don't know anything about Catherine's pottery or releases or anything. I know she's been bringing home some really beautiful stuff lately. And then I just see her sketch pads like all over the house where she's just designing new things. So I don't know when that is. Mm-hmm. The great thing about Catherine, like she comes at everything that she does, like when it was from it, like the perspective of an artist as opposed to the perspective of a business owner, right?
Sure.
So Catherine's friends who sort of do similar things, they're all artists as opposed to business people. So Catherine's philosophy is like, well, it'll just be there when it's there, mm-hmm. as opposed to a fall launch should happen sometime
Deadline. In
the fall, right? Uh-huh. Kat, she doesn't care, right? Like she doesn't care about stuff like that. Like it's just
be
ready.
End of fall.
It'll be real. This is gonna be February, right? Like because it's just done when it's done for her. Uh-huh. Like that's this
Does
sort
she
of
take
like
custom orders.
That's the no, I don't think so.
Why? What are you looking for?
Well, no, I asked. You obviously didn't pass the message on. I asked Roz last year.
No, wow. I don't get involved in her business, man.
Last year.
Yeah.
You know, it's been hanging on.
So obviously,
this.
No, the message didn't get through. Okay.
Clearly.
What did you ask for?
It?
It's like I want a ceramic, nice, beautiful pottery coffee drip.
What the hell's a coffee drip?
Like it goes in some sort of apparatus.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
What?
Yeah, I saw one of these once and I used it. It's amazing. You put a coffee filter in this and it shaped the ceramic shaped like the coffee filter.
Right. Uh-huh.
It's above the cup.
Okay.
And then you pour hot water and it drips down into the cup through
the
grains.
Maker?
Like a drip. It's a ceramic drip.
Oh, you can get those on Amazon.
But I wanted a nice ceramic one and I asked a year ago.
Yeah, I didn't relay that message. I don't get involved in her business. I walk into the office all the time and because she started making lamps.
Yeah,
and they're beautiful. But now there's just lamps everywhere, right? I'm like, okay, why don't you start selling them, right? Like, let's make some money here. But there's beautiful lamps everywhere now in the office.
You know, our house is full of Catherine originals.
Are they? Yeah.
We have a bunch of her pottery.
Right.
And then a bunch, because she's a photographer as well.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of photos.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you guys are really
three,
great.
Five. I think we have like six.
Yeah.
Six of her photos in frames all over the house.
Yeah. Pottery's fun. No, you ever done it? Mm-mm. Like, you ever sat at a wheel and tried to do it?
Nah.
Bro,
I think like maybe in school
it's
once.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so difficult.
Have you made anything?
I have, in the past. Nothing I'd be proud of, right? Like, I just was in there a couple days and, you know, she's just like, here, try this. But pottery is like punishing. Like, it is unforgiving in the sense that it's one of those activities that you think you're going to just get real quick, right? You're like, I know about balance and I got a great dexterity with my hands and I know how to do this stuff. I've been drinking out of cups my whole life. How hard is it to make one? And then you will get right to the end and then it all just goes to hell. And then you're like, start over again.
When you
start
screw
over
up,
again.
Like, let's say if you're making a bowl, right?
Yeah.
You screw up. Do you have to get like make fresh clay or can you use the same clay that you used already? Like, does it get damaged at all in the process?
Yeah, oftentimes because there's so much water in it, right? So oftentimes you have to take that clay off, throw it in the bucket, and then it gets recycled.
Oh,
and then you
really?
Just grab a new thing of clay that's rock hard, you slap it on the wheel, and you start
and
working
get the consistency
it. Start,
right?
Yeah, you start working
it
again.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's not easy. Yeah,
this guy on TikTok, the naked pottery guy I watch on TikTok, he always uses new fresh clumps.
Yeah, always new fresh clumps.
Does he
clumps.
Wear like an apron though?
Yes, there's an apron, but nothing on the other
side.
Right,
because you would not want wet clay
hitting anything,
splashing inside anything.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. Like you sit low, like pottery wheels are low, and you sit on a stool where the base of the stool is at the same height as the wheel, aka the splash. Right?
Yeah. You don't want that splash.
No.
Rena, hello. It's Razumoka. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the
Thank
podcast.
You.
What is your question for everyone?
Okay, so my question is, if you're in a bad mood, do you prefer to be left alone or would you want someone to cheer you up?
It depends on what pissed me off. But yeah, what's yours?
What's your answer, Rena?
Mine is also like, it also depends on what type of mood I'm in. If it's something very petty, then I need like 20 minutes to just do in my own bad mood because I wouldn't want to put it on anyone else. So I'm like, give me an hour and then
an hour,
you can
damn.
Start cheering me up.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the last thing, like the last, like, I guess, pettiness that made you want an hour away from everyone?
Well, I work in customer service. So you can imagine the types of people that I have to deal with. So I think I had a customer just piss me off on the phone. So driving home from work, I didn't talk to anybody. I usually call people on my drive, but I just sat in silence on the 401, just stewing. And then after, I was like, okay, I'm good now.
And you start making all your calls?
Sorry?
And then you started making all your calls?
Yeah, basically. Then I started venting to everyone about like, oh my God, this person, look at what they did to me.
Yeah, I would say it really depends on what has pissed me off. And I know we've talked about this before, whether, you know, when somebody's in a mood, whether you want to offer like a solution or you just want to give them support. And I think that that's important to know ahead of time, because to me, the thing that bothers me the most, and somebody like Catherine, who I think is not alone in being this kind of helpful partner, but it oftentimes it leads to me being even more frustrated. So the conversation will go like this. Hey, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm fine. And then she's like, what's the matter? You seem off. And I'm like, I'm not off. I'm just fine. She's like, well, you know, I can clearly tell. Why don't you, you know, just say what's going on? And I'm like, okay, so I'll say this one thing pissed me off, or I'm worried about this one thing, or whatever it is, right? And at that point, Catherine will then sometimes, instead of just being like, hey, don't worry, I got you, right? Mm. Sometimes she will start rationalizing it. Mm. And that is the last thing I need. When I'm sitting there and I'm pissed off, I will get over it eventually, right? Give me 40 minutes and I'm going to be a new guy. What I don't need at that time is if I explain something to you and then you come back to me and say, yeah, but mm-hmm. no, don't yeah, but this. Right? Or don't tell me, everybody, that happens to everybody. Uh-huh. Or it's going to be fine. I don't need, like, that's not what I need to hear at that moment. Mm-hmm. It only pisses.
Maybe it's because, yeah, whatever.
And I don't care about that stuff, yeah. right? Like, don't rationalize my rage because I will get over it myself, but you've now dragged this out of me. And then what you're doing is you're trying to tell me that I'm overreacting to something, mm-hmm. which is now I'm no longer pissed off about that thing. Now I'm pissed off because you think I'm overreacting.
No, I'm the type, I just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Let me deal with it. And when I'm over it, you'll know.
Yeah.
And then we just move on.
Yeah.
Shem.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely leave me alone.
Yeah.
I get grumpy and all that. Yeah, I would rather be left alone. I'm with you, Roz. I don't like when somebody tries to say, oh yeah, I understand what you're feeling, and everybody goes through that. Cause it feels like it minimizes
it does.
My pain or my frustration.
Yes.
No, leave me alone. And I'm also, I don't really hold a grudge, right? So I can get over things very, very quickly. Mm. So just leave me alone.
Maria?
Yeah.
I think for myself, I would have someone to be there to cheer me up, but like, for them just to listen, because I'm a talker. So I just want someone to, like, I can almost, like, not yell at them, but let me yell at you so that I can get it out.
Yell about the situation.
Yeah, let me yell at the situation, but I'm not yelling at you, but just let me yell in general.
Damn it, Maury, one of the most moody human beings anybody's ever met.
Oh.
Hey, that's not a lie. How does Matthew deal with your moods?
I was going to say there's something you said at the beginning that was awesome where it just depends on what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be cheered up by someone who's not involved in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know at home if we get into an argument or whatever, I love when we could just move on from it quickly. Because I think sometimes being quiet or whatever makes things a lot worse.
But what about if you're in one of the sort of moods that where, you know, like I've seen you be in a mood, you know what I mean? Where I'm unsure of what that thing is. Like, does that mood go home with you, or are you then you're at home and then you're a new guy?
Depends on what it was. Like sometimes as soon as I get in the car, if I put on some loud music or whatever, like just something to get out of my head, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's, you know, always the way to help, I think, is just to be in a different environment.
Right. And so Matthew does what?
Nothing to help.
Nothing.
He does everything you don't like. He'll be like, well, just move, like, get over it. Just, right. Why don't you just get over it?
Yeah.
No.
And I'm like, that is the worst thing you could say.
Yes.
But you ever go home?
Or he makes it about him.
Yes.
I'll say something that
Give
happened.
Give us an example.
Oh, it's hard to.
I know what you're saying. Is like Maury will be like, oh my God, you're not going to believe this thing. And Matthew will be like, well, you think that's a bad day? Listen to my bad day. And then all of a sudden.
And then what I do now is I look at him, I go, this is not a competition.
Right.
You know, we're not competing. Just right. Listen to me.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
You unlock some stuff right there, Rena. Yes. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for taking part in the show.
Thank you.
Roz and Mocha, before we let you go, who is your favorite?
Oh my God, it's still the same. The Guyanese Dream Mocha.
Hey, oh. Big up. Oh. Thank you, Rena. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye. We'll end on this one. Megan says here, how many group chats does Mocha have? There's wrestling, football, elementary school friends, Wordle, et cetera, et cetera.
First of all, there's no football group chat.
No, list them all. Don't say except, like, list them all.
I actually have, hold on. So there's 12 on just on my phone, and then on WhatsApp, 1, 2, 3. So that's 15. 16, 17, 17 group chats total that are all active.
Well, what are they?
Oh God, you want me to go through all of them?
We have all the time in the world.
Roz and Mocha show, one with a group of family friends, and I got the wrestling one. I got one with DJ Climax and his brother. I got one with DJ Climax and Shem. I got one with... You really want me to go through all of them?
No, I'm bored out of my mind now.
Really? Because I think feelings are going to be hurt if I go through all of them.
I don't care if I'm not a part of any of your stupid group chats.
No, I'm saying like Shem would be jealous on some of the group chats that I'm part
no.
of.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh Lord, here we go.
Especially this one that says no Shems. Wait, I gotta ask, Maria, you look like you're somebody who's a part of a lot of group chats. How many? Yeah.
I think right now I have about 10 or 12 active.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask what defines a group chat? Is it has to be like more than two people?
Yeah, it's got to be more than two people.
Well, I know, but the problem is though, because sometimes I will just text more than one person the same thing. Mm-hmm. Is that suddenly a group chat?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it has to be active. It has to keep going, I would say. You can't just like text two additional people.
I think it's the content that makes it a group chat.
I disagree.
You disagree?
A group and you're chatting. Like, so if you've chatted with three people, that is a group chat.
No, but I highly disagree.
I think people have to respond.
You got
to
keep going. Like my elementary school one, that one's got like 20 something people and it is active.
That's a crowd chat.
Right.
I honestly think that the group chat is solely based on the participants understanding what the group chat is, because like sometimes I'll get like over the holidays, like maybe my mom will send out a text that has like 17 people on it it's just numbers.
Yeah.
I don't even know who these people are.
Yeah, they're not on your contact
right?
list.
Right? No, they're not on my contact list. And, you know, I will say either, hey, thanks, or respond not at all. That's not a group chat.
No. I'm talking
about that's not a group chat. A group
chats that are active.
Yes.
Like almost every day everyone whose phone number is in that group chat, they're all participating.
Yes, but also participating as a group. It's not like when I just, you know, if I write somebody, hey guys, thinking about doing Thanksgiving dinner, you know, on this date, let me know if you can come, and then the replies come in. To me, that's not a group chat.
That's an announcement.
No.
Right?
No,
that's
no.
not a group chat.
Shem, how many you got?
I just counted. I have 14.
14?
Yeah, all active, very active.
Which is the most active?
Oh my goodness. The one that we call Keeping Up With The Joneses. Jones is my family's maiden name, my mother's maiden name,
uh-huh.
And there are 77 people in that group chat.
Oh, my God. The family group chat.
That's crazy.
And it always starts with a prayer from my Aunt Marlene.
See, now that's a group chat, right? That's a group chat.
Yeah, does she send, like verses, Bible verses or whatever?
She sends a prayer,
yeah.
And then, and honestly, she really is, like, the human Facebook, because she's always the first one to say happy birthday to somebody in the family.
Yeah.
And I never remember anybody's birthday. So yeah. We just all follow suit afterwards. It's great.
Oh, wow. And Marlene.
Yeah.
Wow. David Morey, how many group chats are you involved in?
Three.
Three.
The show, siblings group chat, mm-hmm. and then one with Matthew and his brother Patrick, where we ask him to fix things.
That's not a group chat.
That's not a group chat.
That's not a group chat.
Well, he asked for parking. We chat about where he can park.
That's not a group chat, though.
No, that ain't it, man.
No, I would say that's not a group. Who's in your siblings group chat?
Oh, there's Mira, Ari, Rachel, Jerry, like Matthew, me, Eli, like all the siblings.
Matthew?
Well, because he married in.
Oh, I guess.
Some of these names I never heard of before. Gary?
Jerry.
Oh, who's Jerry?
Jerry?
Sibling?
Jerry is Rachel's brother.
Uh-huh. And Rachel is?
Both Jerry and Rachel are Susie's new husband, Jack's kids.
Okay.
Mir and Eli.
But you're not related to any of them.
I mean, now we're just grasping at straws.
You said it's a sibling.
Yeah,
it's called
sibling.
The siblings
when
group chat.
When you say sibling, I just assume it's you, Daniel, and Kyle.
Yeah.
Your brothers. That's it.
No, I'm not in a group chat with them.
Wait a second. You're in a siblings group chat that your siblings aren't in?
No, because it's the other side of the family siblings.
So you're an outsider.
Wait a second.
In the group chat
Wait a second.
Of siblings.
Wait a second. You crashed somebody's sibling group chat?
I started it.
You started it? Why didn't you start one with your own siblings?
Because I'll just chat with them because they don't respond ever.
Okay. So wait a second. So you tried to start a siblings group chat with your own siblings, right? Then it didn't work out. So you went and found somebody else's siblings.
No, those are my other siblings from Susie's side.
But Susie's not related to you.
I'm her first not born, is what she says.
Yeah, but you're not related, though. Those aren't your siblings.
No, but like in...
They're your friend's kids.
No, but... I was raised in the same house.
As?
Her kids.
For how long?
Many years.
For how long?
I'd say on and off for like there's 5 years before them and then 5 years when I was older, when I was 16.
So okay. You're in a group chat with a friend named Jerry.
And every Shabbat, we do Shabbat dinner.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
You don't have to be siblings to do Shabbat dinner. Are you sure? No, I bet you. How much do your brothers chat back and forth, do you think?
Well, I mean, I assume all the time.
Right. But you never have a thing
between...
But
I'm in one with Matthew and his brother, Patrick. That's my brother-in-law.
Okay,
but it's not an active chat. You're asking him to come help hang with, a light. Like, yeah. Home rental stuff.
But have you ever, like, wrote Matthew, Kyle, and what's your other brother's name?
Daniel.
Have you ever written them, like, together?
Yes, I've tried.
You've tried, and what happens?
Nobody writes back.
Oh.
What was the last thing you tried to send to them?
I think I sent them something about Christmas last year.
Yeah. They didn't write you back on the Christmas group chat?
No, man. I wrote going, what do you guys want for Christmas? And nobody wrote. So I called them.
Oh, damn, man. Delete.
Okay. That's so sad.
Okay. Thank you very much for all of your questions and your comments coming in. Once a week, we post on Instagram at Kiss925 a photo that reads, Ask Roz and Mocha. Two of you will be selected to join us on a future episode. Feel free to share this episode with someone that you know who may enjoy the Roz and Mocha Show, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast, and let them know. Subscribe. So when we do release a new episode, it'll automatically download to their device. Thank you for listening. This has been episode 686, Ask Roz and Mocha of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.